impeaching President Junker, trend that he did begin expressing anger at U.S. role in his ouster. And Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez again slams Washington for intervening in his country's internal political affairs. Supporters are facing President Junker's turn that his team have begun expressing their anger at his widely perceived ouster by the United States. In the first large protest in favor of IDC since he was forced into exile, thousands of his furious supporters poured out of Haiti slums Friday and marched past the presidential palace in the capital, Port-au-Prince, shouting insults and obscenities at U.S. Marines guarding the installation and epithets against U.S. President George Bush and French President Jacques Chirac. Though there were no clashes, many of the close to 10,000 held up their hands with fingers extended, shouting Aristide 5 years in reference to his constitutional mandate. Following the withdrawal from the capital of armed rebels, Aristide partisans vowed to demonstrate daily for his return. Observers are noting that the Marines so far have met no resistance, though there has been none of the jubilation that accompanied their last intervention in Haiti in 1994, when 20,000 troops ousted a brutal military dictatorship, halted an exodus of boat people to Florida, and restored Aristide to power. Meanwhile, rebel leader Guy Philippe, in what news reports called a worrisome flip-flop, said Friday that his fighters would not disarm unless they are guaranteed they will not be prosecuted for their role in Aristide's ouster. Philippe, who on Sunday declared himself military commander of Haiti, then later in the week said he had ordered his men to disarm, admitted that he has done nothing to disarm.